Blog Talk Radio.
I want y'all to live.
Dialogue. My little presentation that I was doing in front of the beginning of the show. They want to talk about racism in America. They want to make an extensive research about racism of Asian Americans. They want to go back to whenever, 1800s or whatever. They want to talk about racism as if it's in its own complexity, has its own little state, its own little mind. Let me tell you something. Racism started in its real bad conditioning when they brought the slaves here and they pretended that they didn't do anything. And they continue with that concept. They continue with that mechanism of racist, physical racism, natural racism, systemic racism, the mental controlling, conditioning racism. And they never stood up and said it was wrong. America never stood up and tried to redeem itself with God. They never tried to change the conditioning. And now the Asian racism, it's no different than the woman racism. It's no different than the black racism. It's no different than LGBTQ community racism. It's no different than the tall racism, the short racism, the fat racism, the white racism, the Italian racism, the immigrant racism. It's all bedded from a system that was brought here in this country 400 years ago. They never tried to redeem themselves for it. They never tried to change it. And now it's getting out of hand. But if you want to know where it come from, trace it back to the day slaves was planted on Plymouth Rock. Trace it back to the days when the Indians were killed and maimed by the Pilgrims to get their land. Take it way back and see where it started. Because one thing about history, as a wise man once said, if you don't change history, if you don't make it different, it will repeat itself time and time again. People, the history of hatred, the history of racism, systematic, and all other kinds, is taking an ugly toll of a mentally tormented young man. White man decided he used excuse of some kind of sexual in the privacy or uncontrollable sexual desires, but that was an excuse, and he went and did what he did because the racism is so strong in America. People with mental conditions, people who have psychological problems, people who are inherently, you know, isolated from society, they will act out in a psychosis and a psychotic behavior in many ways. So that's where racism came from. I'm so happy to have my brother with me today. My brother Shalik Reed is here. We want to welcome him like we welcome everyone onto the show. Oh man, technology is screwing up here a little bit. You know, let's get it together and reap mo. Okay, here we go. Are you with me, brother?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Very clear, very clear.
Check all right, first
two,
of all,
two,
I would like
mic
to
check
thank...
1212.
Yo, 1212, or 1212. Yo, first
wow,
of all, I want to thank all of the listeners. I want to thank you, Dr. Robinson. I want to thank Dr. Winborn. I want to thank Jaquan. I want to thank the viewers. I want to thank the women, the mothers, the fathers, the young fathers. I want to thank God. I want to thank Mr. Hall. I want to thank the whole Neo Nation. I want to thank Helena Owens from Dunton Consulting Incorporated. I want to thank the whole, you know, everybody who's making an effort and tuning in to what's going on and what's happening according to being proactive. Give yourselves a round of applause because y'all deserve this, man. Straight up. Straight up. I mean, because we're tuning in to something so positive, so refreshing. Yeah, and that's what I'm just saying, man. I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of all of you. And I'm just proud today, man. So what's on the agenda, Dr. Robinson? What are we working with on the tables today?
We're going to have Miss Helena going to come in. We're going to talk about jobs. And we talk about, y'all, we talk about jobs that are paying $20 an hour, and it doesn't care if you're 18 years old and never work a day in your life. You will start at $20 an hour. We are giving ourselves what they call a minimum wage of $15 an hour. We're giving ourselves an increase in the minimum wage, $5 more, while the government is still waiting, Brother Shalik, to figure out how they can get the $15 in the year 2025 or 28. We giving ourselves a raise, black folks, right
straight
now
up.
This minute.
Let's give us a hand.
Let's give us a hand.
That's right, Dr. Robinson. You said it all, and you said it correct. Because, you know, one thing I realize, and especially in today's economy, in today's fast-paced world with the pandemic and everything going on, I mean, man, you know, I feel so good to represent so many efforts and organizations that's a part of the Neo Nation and support of it to be a part of what they call urban development, economic development. This is about community development. You know what I'm saying? And this is what is needed. It's so necessary. But you know, the funny thing about it is that, you know, getting the challenge where you have people like us who are active is a challenge to get other people involved. You know what I'm saying? So I feel so good because I spread the message today, man, so hard, man. It just made me feel so good. I've spoken to a lot of people today, so I'll talk about that later. But, hey, man, I'm just going to pass it on to you. But I'm here, man, in full effect, big shot in the building. And, yo, let's take it to the next level, man. Let's grow together. You dig what I'm saying?
Yes, brother. I am just listening to you, and I love your spirit, brother. I love the energy that you bring, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I said, you know, you got to come on the Black Business Billionaires Network Club.
Listen,
because you are a billionaire. You got the concept in your head, so, you know, it's just the right show for you. And it's been so encouraging. I was telling your mom, you know, she was thanking me. I said, no, thank you, because Shalik has been a blessing to me in many different ways. You know, when somebody can bring on a good spirit to you, that is a blessing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
that's a great blessing. Yeah.
So
I appreciate
thank you
that,
for the
brother.
Compliment. I thank you. You know what? You know what's funny? It's crazy because one thing I've come to realize, man, and it's the matter of it's being able to, you know, appreciate the small things. Like you said, see, a lot of people, like you said before, man, and you always say it, it's like people tend to spend their value outside of themselves. They go to Mickey D's, they go to other places, but how many people sit down and make that investment within themselves? You know, the prime real estate is self. And not saying to be selfish or being prideful, but it's just being able, man, to say what a person is able to do. I'm going to give you, man, listen, let me just share with the viewers and share with you my experience. Yesterday I was in the supermarket, and I encountered two members from the deaf community, you know. They were speaking sign language, and they were like, I caught on to the conversation. I was like, oh, wow, this is my lane, because this is my lane right here. I'm a sign language interpreter. Yeah, so
wow.
While everybody was moving on and everything, I'm just, boom, tilted my hand to the side, and I, boom, let them know, introduce myself. Listen, I ain't mean to interrupt. Excuse me, pardon me, but if you need any assistance with interpreting, I'll be right here in the mall waiting. And they was like, wow, like, yo, you're the only person in this whole market that understands sign language, because the people communicate
wow.
with their hands, and it was like, I know that language. And it just felt good to network with people from a community that is underrated. People tend to think that
oh,
because
man.
Of music. So it was great. Yeah.
Man, you know what, as said, I'm thinking about what Sister Helena is doing with the political economic development program, getting people these jobs in this political sector. And I'm
right.
telling myself, one thing I thought about is, who reaches out to that community that you're talking about?
Right.
Who reaches
the
out
members
to
of
that sign language the sign language community. Who goes out with sign languages and tell people this is the candidate? You know, he's for this. They're part of the community. They need economic and social development. They need
That's
medical
cool.
services. They need to be provided help, just like you in the store. You were able to help them. The store should have somebody there for those for that purpose. You know, maybe the store should give one of the employees an extra $2 or $3, $4, or $5 an hour and say, listen, go learn sign language because sometime we might need you. You know, just like a handicap accessibility is required by the state, there should be, you know, requirements where people have to accommodate sisters and brothers in the sign language community that need assistance. And I was
right.
thinking to myself, man, I was saying, wow, while you were talking, I'm saying, like, this brother can do a tremendous thing for Dumpton consulting services in terms of what they're doing, developing different politicians who are for the community. The thing I like about Dumpton is that they're selecting politicians who are sensitive to the sign community, who will put in legislation and pass policies and bills that will help the sign community, will help the young kids pre-K, will help mothers and fathers get find, you know, pre-K services, daycare services for their kids. They're not going to charge them a whole bunch of money they only be working for the daycare centers, you know?
That's true.
You know, brothers and politicians are willing to look at marijuana as a productive resource in hemp and municipal purposes. We'll look at
right.
the large level of incarceration of brothers and sisters for nothing. Because
right.
most of us, if you really look at it, people, and I'm not saying it because I'm African-American, I'm saying it because I know statistical facts. Like Brother Shalik always say, he loved facts. I know the statistics.
Right.
I know the numbers. We are
right.
political prisoners living in America, and I can prove it by, I can tell you, by the violations of the rights of a human being to exist. When a man
right.
violates your innate, God said, above all things, now God said, give Caesar what's due Caesar. When you in the land, obey the laws of the land. But God said there's an innate. Somebody go and run and put innate into a Google or dictionary or whatever and read the word innate. Innate is so deep that it's deep. When God used a word, it's deep. So when innate means it's a part of your fabric, of your living, of your being, of your creation. Nobody can deny innate. When God said you have an innate right to air, land, water, sea, to function, to breathe, to be mentally, mentally, your mental condition to be exercised, that everything is working in optimal health. That's where your mental, your physical, and your spiritual is cohesive, is together, it's operating at its highest level. When you find a sister or a brother that has a joy that you can't understand where it comes from, and they have a physical body that's in excellent condition, and they have a spirit about them, those are people that are functioning at the highest level that they can function at. And a lot of people don't understand people like that because they're in a whole nother ball game. But Brother Shalik is getting there. He has this aura about him. He has this love about him. And he has this good spirit about him. And he has this physical presentation as well. So he's developing his optimal level of health. When you got optimal level of health, brothers and sisters, that means mental, social conditioning and stress does not bother you. Things be going falling apart around you, but you keep your head together. That's why the Bible says, be ye slow to anger, because anger brings you into a misconception of what you want to say and what you want to do. But optimal level of health is there for you. So brothers and sisters, it's wonderful when a brother like Shalik goes and studies the sign language community's way of communicating, that's bringing his optimal level of consciousness higher. You understand? Because the brain is a muscle, and muscles need to be what? Exercise.
Exercise,
okay?
That's right.
That's why they want to dumb people down in jail. That's why they want to dumb people down in the community. That's why they take hip-hop and dumb it down. Why? Because they don't want young brothers and sisters, what? Exercising thought. When you stop and evaluate things, you look at it from when you back up from the anger, when you stop seeing things as black and white, and don't let them get you that black and white. Everything ain't black and white, and everything ain't gray either. Don't let them get you. Know what it is, brothers and sisters? Something so common that is common. When you was a child and you was playing in the park and a little boy came over and you took his little toy and you mind, you know, because children, the first thing they learn is mind, you know, possession.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And you say, mine, you don't want to, you take it from him, but it's not yours. And your mother say, give it back to him. And don't you ever do that again. And what's the first thing she told you? That's wrong. Take that child's toy because maybe you're a little bigger than him. Maybe you're a little stronger. And walk away with it and tell him it's yours. So the first thing we learn from our parents is what? Wrong and right. What happens in society? Where do we lose the concept of wrong and right that it becomes black and white? It's right to do certain things and it's wrong to do other things. And once you can conceptualize that in your train of thought, you'll change your whole position in life. Is this wrong to treat a certain population like this? And it's wrong to treat a certain population like that. It's just wrong to have those children in those cages on the border of Texas, starving and being molested and sitting in their feces. That's wrong. I don't need to have a PhD in humanity from Harvard to understand that's wrong. You can't make that right. You can't. You can flip it, turn it. Talk about it in the political term. You can say anything you want to say. You can take it and utilize it as a Shakespearean play. It's wrong. Nothing right about that. And if you got children, it's even extra wrong. Because you don't do unto others that you don't want them to do unto you. You treat people like you want to be treated. And that's just the basic concept what our parents told us. Wrong and right. As a child, we was taught not to steal, not to hit, not to lie, not to cheat. As a child. And now we get older and we figure, oh, yeah, I can get away with this. I can get away with that. Oh, yeah, I'm slick. I can do this. It's wrong. It's just wrong. Wrong is wrong, people, and right is right. And that's a concept that's never going to change. You know, that's it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I have to say on that, you know.
Right.
But, brother, I want to also say, I want to give kudos to a brother that I believe was misunderstood, misconstrualized, but I believe he's running something strong, but I hope he's get a little more deep into it. I want to give a shout out to, I know his father just died about a year or so ago, and whatever. I want to give a shout out to Kanye West. And the reason I'm going to shout out to Kanye West tonight, the reason I'm recognizing the brother tonight, you know, Kanye West, a.k.a. Weezy, the reason I recognize this brother, I remember when he was young and he was rapping. And he told his father, he said, I'm going to kill the rap game. And he kept saying that. He kept saying he was going to kill a rap game. This brother, y'all, has leveled himself. And he told this to Forbes magazine 3 years ago. He said, I am a billionaire. Give me my status. And I thought at the time, I'd say, you know, he just showboating, trying to get up there. Because Kanye West, I understand him. He's an intellectual. He's a deep-thinking being. And if you don't listen to him, you will misconstrue what he's saying. When the brother said, after 400 years, it sounds like to me voluntary slavery. And everybody's, oh, my God, he's talking about the slave. Look how he thinks he's somebody. No. He said after. And I agree with him. After 400 years of anything, like to me, you volunteering to be in that position. Dig where I'm coming from? But I want to give kudos, and I'm going to shout out to the brother. He is $6.6 billion right now. He's going to double digits, okay? He's one of the richest men in America. I mean, amongst the world, Elon Musk made it above Bezos. Who owns Amazon. Elon Musk is now the richest man above Bezos in America on that level. But there's the 1% that got some real crazy money. But let's talk about this. Kanye, $6.6 million. He's probably going to end up in the next year or the end of this year, probably another $11-12 million. the brother is doing it. I just hope that he take his wealth and he economic develop those brothers and sisters that need help. Black people can make, African-American people can make money. I can show y'all the history of it. We ain't never had problem making money. The problem we have with is keeping the money and how you spread the money to develop for others. I just hope the brother take his wealth and his intelligence and what he found and help other brothers and sisters who are economically deprived, who need jobs. I mean, we need some manufacturing going on. We need some healthy supermarkets going on. We need some medical clinics that are sitting with a pharmacist will sit down with you like in the old days when I was growing up and say, listen, how you feeling? How's this? How's that? And they ask you where you're going, what's happening with your body. And they'll tell you the prescribed medicine from the doctor. Is it good to take X amount? Don't take this amount. You know, they sit down and they reevaluate your situation to help you out so you in the optimal level of health. Because pharmaceuticals are chemicals, people. And the body consists of chemicals from the brain to the foot, chemicals. And you can use those chemicals in a way that you can develop them naturally, or you can oversaturate them with more chemicals. You see people have 12 and 15 and 6 pills at one time. Some of those pills will have a negative effect on the other pills, which generally have a negative effect on your body. I'm knock on wood, thank God at 70 years old, I'm not on no pills, you know, right now, but vitamins and things of that nature. And I know I got a lot to do to get myself together because you know how it is. Black men don't like to go to doctors, but a brother told me, he said, man, just go get the evaluation, see what's going on, you know, and then you know what to take, how you know what to deal with. Dig where I'm coming from? But I just want to shout out, and I know I throw a lot of things together. When you get old, things just keep coming to your head, you know. But you dig what I'm saying, brother? But I want to give a shout out to Kanye West, man, because he said he was going to become a millionaire in 2021. In 2020, the brother did it. You know what I'm saying? The brother did it. He's getting double-digit billions. He's making money. I just hope that he spread the love because black folk definitely need that kind of love. I just want to give it out to him. You know, because people, you know, whether you like him or don't like him, I remember when I was a kid, Muhammad Ali said, Sonny Liston beat Jack Johnson. And if y'all know anything about boxing, Jack Johnson beat everybody and their mama. Jack Johnson beat white men when he ain't supposed to be in the there was a law saying no black boxing champion. Johnson said, what the hell? He said, man, you can't fight me. Johnson got on a plane, in Germany, and told this guy, listen, when you get back to America, if you don't fight me, you're the biggest punk in history. He made the guy feel so bad. The guy got back to America. The guy fought him. Jack Johnson beat him. Sonny Liston is our next big champion, came up. My man Muhammad Ali was only 19 years old when he first proclaimed he can beat Sonny Liston. I'm going to beat Sonny Liston. I'm good looking. I speak to God every day. Nobody can beat me. I'm the baddest man. So he kept talking. And Sonny Liston said, I want to fight that kid. You know, that kid crazy. But he kept talking. They gave him his shot at 21 years old. That's and he true. Beat Sonny Liston. In the round that he said he was going to do it, and Muhammad Ali had a good system where he could tell you what round everything was going to happen. You know what I'm saying? If he said in the third, in the fourth, in the fifth, Muhammad Ali should have them things down packed. Because he knew how to knock a guy out. When you're coming near that round, he started his work, knocking the guy out. So that was another person, Muhammad Ali, that as a young man, he made his mind up. And that's the thing I want to tell young people. And I want to tell you young cats and you young women out there, make your mind up. A made-up mind is a hell of a thing. When you got your mind on, so just like when you want that girl, that beautiful girl, she ain't talking to nobody. She's just so, you know, she's just so beautiful. She ain't saying nothing to nobody. She ain't getting nobody no play. But you want her so bad, and you work hard. You do whatever you got to do. You know, you try to give her chocolates or whatever. You try to put a little music. You try to sing, dance, whatever you can do to make her pay attention to you, to get the chances to say hi. So you can open up a conversation, and you get that chance, and you end up, you know, dating or whatever. And, you know, sometimes some people end up getting married with their first crush. You know what I'm saying? But that's the same thing about life, people. You have to love what life is given to you, and you have to put your all in all into it to so that you can get what you want. I'm not greater than nobody. Trust me. I'm not half the Shalit and Jaquan and a whole bunch of
yes,
young
sir.
Cats come on here and young women. I don't think when I was young, I think I have half the sense they got, you know? But I would work so
stop
hard.
That, man. Stop that, man.
You think what I'm saying? But Shalit, you know what it was, brother?
I don't agree with that.
I wanted something so bad. My mom used to say, boy, you know something? When you wanted something, you didn't stop. I wanted a girl so bad, I didn't stop. I wanted a car. I got it when I was 16 and had a license and have a nothing and had insurance.
Right.
I'm just having a good time. When I wanted something, people, I wanted and nobody could tell me different. My mama
right.
could. And when I grew up in South Carolina, your parents tell you something, Lord Jesus, you better listen because you're behind. You won't be able to sit. But when I wanted something, I wanted, and my parents saw me for that. My father told me, he said, boy, let me tell you something. You're going too fast for yourself. You know, he told me when I was 13. He said, you're going too fast. But I didn't think I was going too fast. You know what I'm saying? He said, take your time, because the higher you go, the longer the fall. I didn't understand that when he said it then, but later in life, when certain things happened to me, and I experienced certain things and demise and certain economic problems, I understood what my dad said when he said that the higher you go, the longer the fall. And I experienced that in my life as well. But I was just one of those people that I was driven. I was driven
right.
to get what I wanted to get. You know what I'm saying, Shalit?
Nah, I understand exactly what you're saying, and I want you to say this, man. Oftentimes, put it like this. First of all, as I told you before, and I'm sharing this with all the viewers. I'm sharing this with all the listeners. I'm sharing this with the community. I'm sharing this with everybody that needs to understand. Like, don't be so hard on yourself. Because what happens is this, and what it takes for members like yourself to form a community is everybody has to contribute their part, their role. And what you have done, Dr. Robinson, is a great, great, great accomplishment. You know why? Because you found yourself in terms of you found yourself with God. And that's the most important thing, man, and working one with the Creator and not against, and allowing the Creator to be the driver and you be the passenger seat and letting him guide your footsteps. And that's the whole concept. Sometimes, man, we tend to look at ourselves as where we want to be, as in terms of looking at ourselves as where God wants us to be so that he can meet us according to our needs. And so what I'm saying with you, my brother, is that God has all of us exactly where he needs us to be so that he can meet us according to his will and his purpose for our life. And I say that again. It's according to his will and his purpose for our lives. It's not about, see, many times we are driven by influences outside of ourselves, the media, the clothes, the fashion. We live in a capitalistic society. We live in materialism. We live in the isms. We've been bought into this structure. And so what I say with you, my brother, is that I thank God. And see, when I have to look at this, your effort in terms of economic empowerment for both men and women, to share in your effort, to share, and I say this again, to share in your efforts and to be able to know that you are centered. You're spiritually centered in the way that God is leading you and guiding you. That makes much more clear sense to me in terms of a direction as opposed to a person who does not have that. You see, most individuals are driven by pride, selfish ambitions. But you, my brother, I tell you this, and I told you this before, and I tell you once again, you know, patience is the fruit of a spirit. It's a fruit of a godly man. You know, wisdom is knowing the difference between apples and oranges, but wisdom also tells you the difference between the fact that a tomato is not a fruit. You know what I'm saying? That's what wisdom provides. And I say that only that type of wisdom can be provided by God and God guiding those footsteps of a man who's seeking righteousness, who's seeking towards an effort that's not selfish, but selfless. So for me to stand here and to be a person who has been guided and guided towards an example set before me, which I would say Christ is my best example. but I'm able to see God's wisdom in my life through that example and to be able to share that and see that through others. And I say thank you. I say thank God for you. I say thank you as a man because I say like this. I had you would have been a man that did not have a foundation standing on God, I would not be a part of what I am today. So I just thank you because this is where the light comes through. This is where the opportunity is presented, where God used you as a vessel to bring people together. You see, anything that's not of God is about division. And you never once proclaim a division. You proclaimed unity, and that's what God is about. God is about the unity of the family. He wants to bring a family together. He wants to bring people up. And I know it's tiresome. I know how it is, man, to be at it in the field for so long. But I tell you like this, my brother, it's not in vain. You have brothers that you've touched. You've touched me. And it's funny you touch brothers like Jaquan. You're connected through women CEOs like Helena Owens, who represents women. You dig what I'm saying? The women's movement is not even 100 years old. You dig what I'm saying? Mm. And technically, when the women's right, they just started due to the fact that they didn't even do this when Obama's wife was the first lady, but they did it with Biden. And I'm gonna speak on this. The Women's Day, Women's History Day. They never even did that with Michelle Obama. But today they're doing that. Mm. And it comes to question, not to examine, but it just goes to show that a lot of times
the motive,
but then women, even when women's rights was declared, it didn't cross the barrier to all women, especially women of color, black women. It really was primarily started with, I hate to say it, but the truth is it started with white women. And white women were able to be connected with the guys who were the politicians who were changing the world, because they said that basically if they started because they did not want to, they wanted to challenge the status quo of them being, they were being stereotyped, and there was a structure where they said that, hey, a woman, according to their men, their forefathers, their men, they stated that the woman is only meant to be in the house. The woman is meant to just to do what, as I told, they're incapable of doing anything that a man. So this is actually a movement. When you're talking about Susan B. Anthony, white women, and other women who were Caucasians, they started a movement and propelled, and they didn't say women. Because they knew that one thing's for sure, if they was to just say a color line, they wouldn't have what they have. But they took a stand and saying, hey, once we start this movement, it don't matter what color a woman is, you won't even know how to close these doors, because they'll be coming from all sides of the playing field, from all angles, underneath, over, and breaking through. So my point is that, man, the point, what's the point? The point is that just like it was written and the story has been told, Someone has to be the example, and that's the whole concept. Someone has to be the example of some type of change, some type of productivity. My words that I used to use was brothers used to say, hey, man, what's going on? I say progress, being positive, productive, and progress. That was always my phrase. That was my thing. Right. They, hey, man, what's going on? You don't never change yet. Progress,
exactly.
Being positive,
mental,
prayerful,
mental subliminal message.
Exactly, because I knew that those seeds were planted in me, because I had to retransform my thinking to believe in myself in terms of how I was moving. And I believed in how I was moving because I know I was playing the keyboard for the church in an environment that basically was that shunned that type of behavior, but I had to keep my mind state in the prayer. I was active. I was active with the think tanks of individuals who made history. Right, I'm listening,
Amen.
Brother.
And I want to say, reference to the women's movement, you were very correct. The financiers of the women's movement was Mother Malone and Madam C.J. Walker, two black women who became millionaires independent of color. They always say the black first black millionaire, the first. No, they were not. They were the first millionaires in America, independent millionaires in America, bar none. And they financed the women movement. But like you said, brother, they never got the benefit of the governmental policies and procedures because, you know, and that's why I'm telling my black women, if the black man is not in the movement, it ain't going to work. And my brothers, if the black woman ain't in the movement, it ain't going to work. We have to move as a unit. Black women, black men, children, everybody moving together. I see my brothers on. My brother's here. Dr. James Lovell Winborn, and you know he got the new reparations program, self-reparations that we can finance ourselves to independence and financial up-level financial independence, and also just independence economically and also growing the community. So we're going to bring on Dr. James W. Winborn, and we're going to talk about the reparations program. Let's bring him on.
All right, thank you for having me. How's everybody doing tonight in the Neo Nation?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. Great.
All right.
We all doing wonderful. We all here. We all here.
Nice. Thank you.
It sounds like we all here and then so.
We all here. Listen, brother. I wanted to, you know me, getting old, but I'm putting the dots together. I want to bring on Sister Helena Owens, as well as you with the reparations program, her with the job program, and I want to give my summation that these things work together, and I want to show how they work together. You dig where I'm coming from? Okay. So we're gonna bring on our Sister Helena with jobs, and then I'm gonna make my little statement. Y'all give me a minute to make my statement about how all this works together. Come on, y'all. Just give a nice
hi,
Selena,
how
you
with
us?
Are you? Yes.
How are you?
Now, I keep
dig it. You know me. Y'all know me. I got my mind running around. Now, last night, I made a joke about when you get your job, you know, don't forget to invest in the reparations program. And I got you and I got Dr. Winborn on as well, and I want to make this connection for people. See, Sister Helena said something about two times. She was on one of the other show. She said the same thing, and she said it again yesterday. And it clicked in my head, Sister Helena. You said work is a catalyst to something better. That it puts you in a productive environment that nourishes your skills, right?
Yeah.
And it helps you advance yourself. Dr. Winborn came on in with the reparation program for economic development in our community. People, these are the two best things that ever happened, a job and an investment opportunity, because that's how America got started, with a job and investment opportunity. Sister Helena got the job, Dr. Winborn got the investment opportunity. Lord Jesus, they both come together, because anybody would tell you, if you're making money and you're not investing it into something where it's bringing you back a residual income, you will find yourself just living from check to check to check to check. And I have made six digits in a year, I think six digits to seven digits a year. And let me tell you something. If you're not investing your money to grow your money, to make more money and more money and more money, you will be going from check to check to check. And I just want to give Dr. Winborn a chance to talk about the reparations program. And Sister Helena, I want you to come on in and tell the folk, like you were saying, how to grow yourself, how to grow your brand, how to grow your individuality, how to grow yourself economically, and how I want y'all to see something. Maybe because I'm old, I'm getting all this stuff in my head. To have a job and to make money and to have some money, because when I was growing up, they always told us, have a little nest egg, son. Take your little check, take $20 a week, son, and put it in the bank or put it somewhere, save your little money. Have your little next egg for the rainy day, for the hard days. And Lord Jesus, sometimes I didn't listen, and when the hard days came, I'm like, where am I going to get this money from? But this is the opportunity to have yourself a little nest egg. You got a great opportunity to get a great job, paying a great hourly wage, okay, above what all these politicians are trying to figure out how to get $15 an hour. Sister Elena came over here and said, listen, y'all, boom, you know, let's go to this $20 deal. You know what I'm saying? Let's go to $23 an hour. Let's go to $20. Sister, about time and a half for $23 an hour? Lord Jesus. Sister Elena came on and just put the icing on the cake. She surpassed all these politicians running around here trying to figure out how to get $15 in the next 10 years. My God, Lord Jesus, the next 10 years, they're talking about $15. Ain't going to be $15. It's going to be 10 cents because money ain't worth nothing. But anyway, Sister Elena came on and she said, forget y'all. I got this thing. I got it. I got it. Here you go, $20 and $23 an hour. Dr. Wimborne come and say, listen, well, you can get your family in a situation the next few years or so. You can be sitting on Easy Street. You can be a thousandaire, a millionaire, and a billionaire, but you got to start somewhere. That's my little cliche. You got to start somewhere. So, Dr. Wimborne, you go ahead and talk about the reparations program, and then Sister Alina, you come in and talk about the jobs, and I want the people to see how they both work in conjunction.
Sure.
All right. Okay. I'm going to talk about the reparations for the program that we have and how it works. Also, you know, what I wanted to talk about within the reparations program, we have something that's called the blacklist. And what is the blacklist? The blacklist is a list of black-owned companies that we are accumulating to work with us in this self-reparation project because it's all about circulation. And so I thought it would not be robbery if tonight we kind of talked about that, this being the Black Business Billionaires network on Friday night and how that would play in, because this one of the essential parts of the reparation program is the reparation missions, where you go out and you will be completing missions on behalf of the program to help our community. A lot of times those missions require patronizing other businesses. And so we would like that the businesses that we treat are patronizing in order to complete these reparation missions will also be black-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses that can help move us along so that we can continue to circulate funds within our community and with amongst our people without having to take it outside. And in that circulation, as you noted, the way that the missions work and the pay for the missions is that there's an equal pay to the member, to the activist, which we're calling them, to the activist that completed the mission. So if the mission was a $20 mission, you also got paid $20. That's just as a bonus, because there are other income streams built into the system where you can make additional income from selling the NEO products out of the store. And you can make additional income streams by building a business within the business and by bringing on other activists to work with you in completing these missions of reparations. So what we're trying to do, we're trying to change the game. And we're happy to have those other elements in it besides just the missions for reparations, that we have the other elements, the ability to legally and professionally multi-level market this reparation service by bringing on additional activists and by bringing on and presenting the opportunity to distribute our products. Because we know that sometimes things may not be going as quick as we need for them to go. And so this is where I look, and I see a person that may be waiting to go on a reparation mission and dying for the system to push them ahead so they can get to the big missions where the bigger dollars are, that in the interim, they could be gainfully employed by what our sister is bringing together, because part of repairing our nation is making sure that we're supporting the right politicians that are looking out for our needs and our objectives. And so if you can get paid while you're waiting to go on reparation missions and you are still doing reparation work, if you're helping getting our people in positions. And as I said yesterday, I'm not sure of the type of campaigns. I would imagine that they're all types of campaign, national and local, but I'm specifically interested in, you know, local campaigns, because those are the people that are making the decisions that are affecting your everyday decision and your experience here in the various counties. Okay, in that, I see where things work together and could be working together, as Dr. Robinson has so eloquently suggested. There is a connection there. I think it's something that really is worth being explored. I don't know how you feel, Ms. Owens.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, I think that, first of all, I want to tell y'all thank you very much, and I'm sorry that I came on late today. I'm actually in the field doing exactly what I'm hiring people to do, and that's getting petitions signed out in Brooklyn tonight. We have a client in Brooklyn, and so therefore we are – oh, I'm sorry. Please forgive me for distraction. I'm just trying to make sure that we get somewhere. Okay. Yeah, so we're out here doing that, wrapping up our day. But I definitely didn't want to miss the opportunity to speak to your audience and thank them. My phone has been ringing off the hook again. And I apologize to them because I've been in the field since 11 o'clock this morning, so I really wasn't answering my calls as I normally do. But thank you very much, listeners, for responding to the call. And I hope that you'll do the same again, because I am still looking. We are paying $20 an hour. We have two shifts right now. Because of the influx we had from the first day, we actually had to stop doing the day-to-day because we had so many people. And now our registration is going on now, and our next training days are the 24th and 25th. Now, all you really have to do is call that number that we have, you know, the 555 number. The 718-504 number, 6861, and register with us. When we send out the notices, we will actually call you. Once we vet you and find out all the information that you filled out on that application is exactly correct, we will call and hire you. We don't care if you're formally incarcerated with justice involved. We don't care if you've had some kind of substance abuse and cleaned yourself up. We don't care about all of that. You know, and if we're trying to help, and if we have to be the ones to help you clean up, that's what we want to do. We don't care about all that. We want to get you working. We want to put people to work because the opportunity is there. You know, we're working with politicians as our client, right? And we talk about the politicians who, you know, are doing or not doing for us. What we have to do is when they have opportunities like this where they're putting money in the community because they do want to be elected, mind you, they're out to be hired by the community and take advantage of that. But we also have to know who those people are, what they stand for, and how we are able to approach them once they get in office. It's very important to put somebody in office that you can approach, that is approachable, that is receptive to your needs, that understand the needs of the communities that they're running for, that understand that you might see it this way, but look at how we see it on the ground. You know, how can you help us better do? And you need politicians who are paying attention to what's happening with the not-for-profits. Not-for-profits and small businesses hire, right? Not-for-profits and small businesses are what make New York tick, let alone any other place. So we have to put people in place that are going to be able to do that. So when they become our clients under Dutton Consulting, right, when Dutton Consulting takes on an individual who wants to become an elected official, see, we like putting elected officials in office because they understand that you're working for the people. A politician, you're absolutely right. He's working for himself or herself. So let's make sure that we change the language, that we understand that what people are saying to us, and that we are listening. We are listening. And when you get an opportunity to work for a future, a candidate at the time who might become your future elected officer, you hired him. You hired him. And while you have the chance to be hired, take advantage of that chance because you'll get to meet them. You'll get to have a one-on-one with them, a face-to-face with them. Even though we're in COVID, we're still doing face-to-face. We're coming up out of that. You still got to be careful. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. All the good stuff that they say. You know what I'm saying? But you get to have that face-to-face with them. And that's the time to sit down and have that conversation. My community needs or my family needs. And this is what we like to see in our community because you don't want somebody who's just coming here and not willing to invest money into the community. And I'm going to tell you something else. You don't want anybody coming on board that hasn't invested in the community before they decided to run, to ask you for this job. So you want to look at that, see what a person has done in order to see who you're going to work with. But when Dutton is hired by a client, we make sure we do our due diligence on that client, and we go hit that ground running to find people in that community to hire, put that money in their pocket so that they can feed their families, pay their responsibilities to their living. And if they want to splurge, to be able to splurge. You understand? Because we have a lot of retired people working with us, so they get their pensions. They're like, I don't need no money, but thank you, because now I can do that little trip I was thinking about, or I could buy that extra coat I wanted, or, you know, on a thrill, right? So you want to be able to be in the running. Make sure that you call this number, 718-504-6861, and go to Dutton-Consulting.com/canvases so that you can get on board. If you call that number, I will send you the link. I'm going to be back in Brooklyn again tomorrow on the payment. So having petitions signed with my crew that I have used, that I had hired already. We already hired some. We got them out here. I'm out here with them to make sure that they're comfortable with what they're doing and they can see how it's done, because I'm not asking anybody to do anything that I wouldn't spend 8 hours out here doing myself, okay? And I am out here in Brooklyn right now sitting in a van having this conversation with you because I want you to know it is real. It is real. I don't just sit in the office and answer phones. And matter of fact, I'm so glad the days that I do get to sit in the office and answer the phone. But I am out here in these streets for you, making sure that these candidates recognize you and pay you to come out here to do what you're doing for them. And then you are in control. Building wealth means starting from the ground sometimes. And then once you go for it, you can get where you want to go. And when you talk about generational wealth and building wealth, when you're investing, let's go into the investment. One of the biggest investments you could do right now is invest in this radio show. Because I thank you very much for allowing me to come on so many days in a row, right, to spread my word and hiring people. And we need that. So we do have to invest in this radio show. You understand? In order for it to grow. And one of the other things that I'd like to do is ask some of our candidates, are you advertising on black radio, on black television, on black network, social media network, news network? And that's what we need. We need them to be doing this, and we have to encourage. So now that I've had this opportunity, if I wasn't thinking about it before, it is the top thing on my mind to make sure that when I see our clients the opportunity goes, I've been on Black Talk Radio for you for like a couple of days, you know. You need to donate some money into that stream so that these people can continue to do what they're doing for all of us. And when it comes to, and when they do that, then we know that that is that person. I want to still stick with, because I know I can, when I'm, my mind races sometimes, I want to go back into the black wealth, you know, the generational wealth. It's real estate. It's also real estate. You know, when you're working and you're living and you want to advance, think about buying property. If you're moving, think about your next move being buying property. Work a job like this where you can work and make as much money as you can, even if it's a short period of time, so that you can put money aside to buy property. We need to buy property, and we need to be able to buy property through and from each other. So I can keep going, brothers. Y'all know that. Is there any questions? Did I lose you?
Hello?
Oh, that's great. That's great. And, you know, what I'm saying is, in terms of the economic opportunities that we have available to us, sometimes you have to take advantage of everything. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have a job opportunity. Sometimes you have an investment opportunity. Sometimes us as a people with the two – I think it's $1.3 or $2.3 trillion a year to the gross national product. People, you get nothing back. You get no consumer rights. You get no economic rights. You get no development in the community. The community's falling apart. The hospital's no good. The school system is teaching our kids nothing. So you're investing your money in a situation where you're not getting anything back. I want to bring on Shalik.
Yes, sir.
I want to bring on my
Oh, okay.
Shalik,
that's
Shalik.
Yeah, I was basically, that's what I was, until they said I was muted, so I was just basically, I was up here speaking, but yeah, I did hear, I was, you know what, I want to thank you, Ms. Owens. My biggest, I think one of the biggest questions I'm concerned about, because mm-hmm. I'm so hyped about the, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I can.
No, I was, basically, I just wanted to ask one question, and the ultimate question was, I know that the COVID-19 things are going on, and this is like probably the best news I've heard so far. So, I mean, this is like a follow-up from last night because I never got an opportunity. But my biggest question is just, you know, I've been spreading the word about the business. I was just, matter of fact, I'll give you two main sources, and one person was in Atlanta, Georgia, that I had spread the word to, and they said that they was going to spread the word, and then in Atlanta. So I just want to say kudos for that. I actually stayed in contact with a parole officer who I actually told her to post that up into the parole buildings and let the so that's what I just wanted to say, like, I'm really, really for the effort and trying to economic empowerment, community development. So I spoke to the parole officer. For those who are listening, I'm asking the parole officers or even ex-cons, if you're listening, to bring this to your parole officers, bring it to the department so that they can post this up so that people are not feeling as though they can't get unemployment, so that they can help other fellow ex-cons who are trying to reintegrate back into the society, and so that they're not feeling as though there is nothing available. This is an opportunity for those who are listening. Dunton Consultants, and contact Ms. Helena Owens. Now, I've also been spreading the word on social media and my Facebook pages and link, telling other people to link this wherever you're at. If you're in New York City, if you know other people, link this information. And so I also spoke to an ex-con who had did 25 years. He does he's involved with the training and rehabilitation programs of other ex-cons who are reintegrating back into the society. And I called him up and explained to him. I said, hey, this could be information that you can help with your program to make you more marketable so that you're associated mm-hmm. with a brand that says that, hey, I have a job. I'm not just a rehabilitative coordinator, but I'm also providing mm-hmm. a job for you. So this is what I just want to just commend you on the efforts. The question was – basically, since everything is starting to open back up, and a lot of people tend to seem like they haven't, not a lot of people heard of it until, you know, you've been moving around. Is there a place in a space that when, that like, is there other platforms that other people can actually hear about this information in terms of like things opening back up? Is there other marketing channels or other channels that I can tune people into to say, hey, this is where you'll find this at. This is where, you know, run over here, go over there and tune into this next week, or tune in. Is there other avenues? Is that a good question?
That's a great question. Every question is a great question to me. Well, I'll put this out there for anybody who's listening. We're looking to actually spread this word as often and as far as we can to other channels and to other platforms. I'm open to interview. I'm open to come to groups. So if at any of the facilities when they're coming home or whatever, like your parole locations, I'll come there and speak. If you have 2, 3, 4, 5 people that want to hear my word, I'll come and speak to them, you know, and let them know and sign them up right then. You
okay,
know what I'm
gotcha.
Saying? So I'd like to do that kind of thing as soon as possible so that they can be on this bandwagon before June 22nd, and that way they're in our system. And then as we get new clients to come in, we have them already, and we can keep them working. Because as I told you before, you know, it's about growth for us. We don't really just want to take a person on for a one-shot deal, even though, you know, in politics that, you know, the seasons come up and down, up and down, up and down, and it depends on how many clients you have. And as you see, we have several clients around the city, you know, so we like to bring on people that stay with us. We have this company is 10 years old, and we have people that have been with us for 10 years, you know, and have grown with us over the 10 years. We have some people who come back and forth with us because they only want to work sometimes, and they're on our roster. Like we went through yesterday morning, actually, we went through a whole list of people, you know, who have worked for us before. So we're always looking to bring people back to the company and then let them literally grow in the company. If you go on a website for Dutton Consultants, you'll literally see other opportunities that they have outside of just what I'm telling you about, where you could be doing phone banking for $15. You could be doing petitions with me or door knocking as in canvassing for $20. And you could be a van driver for actually $23. And I can tell you right now, that we're going to need a whole lot of van drivers. We're going to need a lot of van drivers in the next couple of weeks. So if your license is good and you know, you're comfortable with driving a 15-passenger van, then we're going to need you. I can tell you that because I haven't been recruiting for nothing. And with your help, it's been really, really popular. It's been really pumping up our volume, and we're very happy about that and appreciative. So I want to personally thank you myself and then for the owner of the company to thank you. When she found out that I was actually doing this over and over, she was ecstatic. So the thanks not only comes from me, but it comes from her too, from Dutton Consultants.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, good soul. And I'm open for questions. I thrive on questions, I'll tell you, because I like to talk too.
That's wonderful. Got you. I'm with you. So I'll continue to spread the good word, man, because that's the best news I've heard thus far.
But
so
you know something, you know something, Shalik. I was telling Shalik, Helena, he is a sign language person. The sign language community. He's very experienced, and I'm telling him, I'm saying, listen, that's a plus because the sign language community, they're voters. They have a committed They're committed to the political, the economical, the social conditioning in the society. They're neglected in the sense that nobody's providing, you know, handicapped people. They got you know, special arrangements for them to go up ramps, things of that nature, certain bathrooms. They're not making. He was in a store. Shalik was in a store. To tell a little story for him. He was in a store, and the people needed help, but they only speak sign language, and he had to go and use his sign language to help them find the things they need in the store. So you understand what I'm saying? But they're a neglected group of people, and I'm telling Shalik, that's a great a skill to have, especially in a political campaign.
Right. Thank you for sharing that, Dr. Robinson. That's my best.
You know what I'm telling you. You know I'm going to tell you, brother. You know I'm going to tell you. Old people tell everything. Don't tell us nothing. We're going to tell it.
That's what's up, man. Because, yeah, I definitely, like I said, man, I was actually, there's two people. I don't know where you're from, but there's a couple of artists in the entertainment business that I actually, one is actually, he has a front, he has a vendor store. He represents a brand called Megastar Brand Entertainment, and he's been making songs about coronavirus and Black Lives Matter. And I told him to attach himself to your company and provide new jobs on 145th Street. He's located on 145th and 125th. So you'll I have people that are on the ground. I'm actually going to make a phone call tonight to speak to a couple of artists in Brooklyn who are actually boots on the ground, who deals with music entertainment, and I'm going to tell them to attach themselves to your brand so that they can show that they are making an effort towards helping to help the community and develop and jobs and things of that nature. So I'm telling them this is a beautiful opportunity for them to help the community by attaching themselves to such a good and positive opportunity such as this. So, yes, I do have people in Brooklyn right now that I'm speaking to who is a part of, they represent the Walk to Freedom, Anthony Hill movement, because he's wrongly incarcerated, and so he has family members in Brooklyn, and I will make a phone call tonight to make sure. So all of those that's from Brooklyn that's listening, you know what I'm saying? Brooklyn, stand up, represent, and support your people. You know what I'm saying? If you're listening, tune in and support your people, and just be on the lookout for individuals who are going to be needing assistance and get those jobs. You know what I'm saying? If you're in Queens listening, get those jobs. Support Denton's consulting agency. And basically, that's my goal right now. Like I said, my biggest joy was to be able to speak to a member of the parole division to tell her to inform your coworkers about this opportunity. I understand. If I had the money, I would actually pay for the posters myself to post them up into those offices and post them up around the neighborhood. But I believe that with the drive, with the event of social media, since I use Facebook as a marketing tool, I basically find the links. I linked it to the artists that I'm familiar with, and I'm calling one tonight called Ja Banks. He has a single out right now. He's in the process of negotiating with Capitol Records. I'm going to push a link with him in terms of getting the word out to let people know that this is what's happening with your company, and to speak to Ms. Owens and contact. I linked the phone number, and I linked Dunton's consultant, INC, to his page and telling him to spread the word. So I should hear some positive feedback from at least these individuals. The parole officer was very happy to hear something like that. She said she's never heard nothing like that. Most guys are running away from the parole office. You dig what I'm saying? But now,
I know.
Right. So, but this is what's needed, because they need to have the opportunity to work with members of the community, so that this is one of the things that the trust factor has been broken since the corona and since these scams and high alert and all of these things. And this is what needs to be done. And I figure that me being an example in terms of trying to restore, this is a restoration process and restoring the community ties and networking and understanding that there's power in networking. Those are where the resources lie, you know, and this is where we're able to further one another and our growth and development as members of the society. So I thank you very much, and kudos to you. I'm all for women empowerment, women development, and that's what DSNR represents, man. And I'm glad to be a member of their team, and I'm glad to even be able to work and help you. And I hope to do more in the near future. And I thank you, and I'll stay in contact, and we'll network, and I'll provide as much as I can right now. So
well, I thank you for all. I do thank you for all that you've done thus far. I really do appreciate it. I thank all of you, actually, for all that you've done and the outreach that you've allowed me to do through this radio broadcast. Definitely, Reverend Ron, you have my direct cell. If you could share that with them offline so that they can have my direct number offline to be able to get in touch with me directly, I'd appreciate that. And for all others,
ma'am,
just call the 718-504-6861, 718-504-6861. That number and your information will eventually get to me directly, and we will make it happen. And I want to just throw this in as a caveat. I am going to have to leave early tonight, brothers, and I apologize to your audience that I came on late and have to leave early. But again, like I said, I'm in Brooklyn. I'm cold, and I want to go home. But outside of that,
you are a blessing. You are a blessing, and we appreciate you. You know, you can come on 5 minutes and jobs. Trust me, people here. We talk about jobs. $3,000, whatever. People look.
Yes.
Give me 5 minutes of your time. You know, you tell me what the number is. You know, so sisters and brothers, do not forget. Call that number 718-504-6861. And don't forget to go to the Dunton email address that was given to you as well. And my sister, my brother. You know what? I found Sister Helena. I'm telling folk about it. They ask me a million questions. Don't ask me a million questions, people. Y'all know I ain't got no sense. I ain't got no time. I got these little grandkids running around here. I ain't got no time to be talking to y'all. When I tell you to get on something, get on it. Go take a look at it. Don't ask me a million zillion questions. I don't like when people ask, because all the time y'all ask me, what's a job? What's a job? Give me a job. Find me a job. And when I find you a job, you want to ask me a million zillion questions. That's not what to do when people give you a referral. What you do is, if you do not understand everything they told you, you go and you check it out for yourself. Everybody has a cell phone. Even Obama phones are still out there, and they're looking. I saw Obama phone, a lady to me the other day, look better than my phone, you know, and they got all kind of technology to it. So you have opportunities to show your graciousness by going ahead and investigate. But go ahead, people, check out Helena, Sister Helena Owens' programs, and it's happening now. It's now. That's the thing I love about Sister Helena. Your thing is happening now. It ain't next week, next year. Thank you, Jesus.
No.
It's happening now.
No, we say
you know what I'm saying.
It's happening right now. We always say, hurry up. No, it says, do it fast. No, do it faster. Like, get on that phone faster. You should be already on the phone. You should be already registered. I should be, when I get back in my office on Sunday, because I'm working 7 days a week right now for you guys out there. So I should be on my phone on Sunday. Answering your calls. I'm going to be back in Brooklyn, right downtown Brooklyn by 4th Street, 4th and Atlantic, that area. So if you want to find me, you'll find me because I'll be out there doing the same thing I want you to do. The same thing I'm paying you for, I'm out there doing it too because I want you to know I'm not going to ask you to do anything that I wouldn't do myself. And what I also want to end with, if you don't mind, is when this is all over with, AWCWA is going to open its training program back up for construction. And when we do that, that's a way for you to get into the unions. So we're always about self-development and how we might be able to get people paid. So please pay attention. Be involved, be connected, and stay in touch. Make that work for you. Thank you, brothers. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so
much.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, you
are. Ladies and gentlemen, Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, there's a brother here that, you know, his show, you know,
good
we
night.
Have so many marvelous shows. We have a show tonight, 10 to 12, Stepping Out with Steel Pulse, and the history of reggae music and what happened in the West Indies and how that history all happens. Come on tonight, people, 10 to 11, to Stepping Out with Steel Pulse and the history of reggae music and the Caribbean culture. So there's a lot of history there that's so wonderful, and it'll be on tonight. But we know tomorrow we know that we with the man himself, Professor Gregory Hall, we call him because he's a professor of economics, social economics, how to make some money. If you ain't got no money, he can show you how to make some money. And he has Let's Get It Together and Reap More. I'm saying country now. Reap More. Let's Get It Together and Reap More. We're going to bring our man himself, Professor Gregory Hall. Let's have him come on and give us his talk. Professor Gregory Hall, let's have your thoughts as well.
All right. And I have a few thoughts. I do have a few. And I want to just share with the audience, make sure that you do not miss the forest for the trees. All right. I certainly encourage working, and the pay is competitive. All right. At the same time, as Reverend Robinson was saying, that you want to invest. All right. And so we're talking about investment opportunities that are literally free. All right. And specifically, Dr. Robinson knows that before Dr. Winborn came on the air, him and I were on the phone having a conversation. And basically, I was sharing with him an idea that I had in reference to this project called Clicksters. All right. Now, let me just, before I go to explain real quick how it works, wouldn't it be great? I coined this term called jopportunity, a job which then becomes an opportunity. And the bottom line is, if we're talking about collective economics, grouping together, working together, we know that there's an industry which is a very lucrative industry, called network marketing. You can call it referral marketing. You can call it telefriend marketing, whatever. This is a very lucrative industry where basically you are compensated just by sharing. And here is an opportunity that you can get paid for sharing. You don't have to buy no kit. Everything is free, right? And I was sharing with Dr. Winborn, how do you like this idea? Okay, the Clicksters opportunity is not a lot of money at this point, because it's actually still in beta. But as it just so happens, there are some monies available just for referring other persons. And those monies could be monies that you then use to perhaps join the self-reparations program and even join an investment opportunity. Remember, it's all coming out of free money. Doesn't cost you anything to join, all right, but you're going to be paid for referrals. You're going to be paid, it's not a lot of money, but it's $5 for referrals. And, okay, so you get this, let's say we're trying to suggest everyone do at least five persons, $25. Out of that $25, you could say, well, I'm going to join self-reparations. Okay, $8. I'm going to join this program that I call, referred to called Tron Case. Very, very affordable investment opportunity where you're going to earn 1.5% interest every day of the week, right? And you'll have an opportunity for whatever you deposit for your money to triple. But think about it. You can get started literally for free. Take it out of the money that you can get from the Clicksters program absolutely for free by encouraging your friends to join, who then encourage their friends to join. And in the process, you are positioning yourself by building a downline, building, I like to use the word, infrastructure that can open up the doors for multiple streams of income. Now, I don't know if Sister Owens is still on the phone. I would like to invite her to my show tomorrow. And if she's not, Dr. Robinson, you can give me a way of getting in touch with her. Are you still there, by the way?
I am still here. I was listening. I just didn't want to hang up. Oh, wait.
Okay, great.
But see, my GPS is going to be talking, so I didn't want to keep the line open and the GPS
right.
talking too.
Well,
so,
if you are not busy, I would love to have you as a guest tomorrow night, the same time, same hours.
Okay.
You don't necessarily have to, be in for the whole show, but maybe just, if you can give me 15, 20 minutes, whatever, because I listen very carefully, and I sense that, first of all, it's a good program, but I sense that this is a team player. I could tell by, things that she's saying, and this is a person who believes in networking and connecting and working together and connecting the dots, what I heard. I hope I'm reading what I've heard correctly, but I said, wow.
You are, but thank you very much. And I have a guest for you. That would be Alvin Hartley from TMI and Partners, which is a business solution company who is trying to help people get money for the PPP, who's also trying to help people get money just like equity and for construction, just all kinds of things. If you go on TMIUM.com and just look at what they have going on, it's a business solution company. It's a place for you to be able to get the money that you need. And I'm not talking about a little bit of money. I mean, a lot of people are trying to do really big things, but we can't go to the bank like everybody else can and actually get the money that we need, right? So TMI has partners that actually can provide those dollars for you with the right paperwork. Go on TMIUM.com, look at their services, see if it works for you, and give them a call. That's Alvin Hartley. So I'd like to invite him to your radio show because you're talking about economic investments, economic empowerment, financial stability and wealth, and I think he's one of those guys you would want to talk to. So thank you very much. Before my GPS says anything else, I'm going to go back on mute. I'm going to continue to listen. Again, thank your audience. But I'm here, so if I have to pop back in, you need me to pop back in, I'll pop back in because I definitely want to hear the word. I am so empowered by you guys. Thank you so much.
All right, yeah. It's all about connecting, networking, because when you said, one of the things that you said something about construction, and immediately my mind came to someone who is very much interested in people having construction skills. And Ron mm-hmm. Robinson, you can guess who that is, Mr. Harris, who's in with the housing, the Healthy Housing Project. I said, well, he would definitely need persons who have skills in the construction. So this is how we connect the dots, working together. And, you said that's T-R-I-U-M, right?
No, sir.
P-M-I.
M-I.
Oh,
too much information. Yes.
Okay, TMI. Okay.
Yes.
Too much information. TMIUM.com.
Yes.
Got it. All right. Yeah,
what's the brother's name again? What's the brother's
name
again?
Alvin Hartley. Alvin Hartley.
Oh, Alvin Hartley.
Oh,
okay. Tell Alvin I said hi.
Yes.
John Robinson. Give my regards.
Oh, I certainly will.
Let me give out my phone number, which is 347-277-2196. Okay, if anyone wants to call me, text me, and of course, I don't want to take up this show's time, but
if you got something, brother, you got something extra you want to say, you can go right ahead.
Well, I did mention this opportunity. Well, first of all, the Clixers piece, you could find out about that by going to earnwhileyouwatch.com. But let me see. I was trying to remember, Dr. Robinson, you don't remember your link, do you, your numbers? Because perhaps, either one. Mine is Earn While You Watch, but Dr. Robinson is also involved in this project, and he has a link as
well. If anyone is interested, they can call me 914-363-9007. 914-363-9007.
Right. And Brother Shalik also, who is in your team, Dr. Robinson, he also has a link as well. All right.
Shalik
so I did want
there.
To mention.
Shalik?
I'm just, listen, Mr. Hall, You explain everything. We all on a time schedule, and we're just following your lead. But, yes, if you want to know anything about me, you can contact Dr. Robinson at the number that he just gave, and thank you very much. I appreciate that. I just want to listen.
Yeah. All right. No, I was just saying that you have a link to the Clicksters Project as well. So,
yes, sir.
You know, in other words, I would like to – you know, just for the record, I have over 50 people in my group, so I'm not trying to hog, you know. In other words, let them join under Dr. Robinson or yourself, whatever. It doesn't matter to me. But I do want to share with the audience this Tron case thing that I mentioned. Tron is a cryptocurrency, right, that is a ridiculously affordable. It only costs, it's under 6 cents a coin, as opposed to as Bitcoin is like almost $60,000 a coin. But by the way, you can buy fractions of it. But Tron is the full coin is under 6 cents. So this opportunity is called Tron Case. And the site that you go and check it out is troncase.io. All right. You can't join there because to join, you need a crypto wallet and all that. That's why I give out my number because you'd have to contact me and I have to tell you how to set all that up. But you can find out the information. And this is a very affordable opportunity. And we're talking about earning 1.5% interest every day, which is more than the banks pay in 1 year. All right. So I'm anticipating a great show tomorrow. I'm trying to get Mr. Willie Saunders on as well on tomorrow night. And let's connect these dots, brothers and sisters. Let's get it together and read more. Thank you, Dr. Robinson, for the time.
Okay, thank you so much. We always appreciate you having you passing by. People want you to remember that go to the site myprojectneo.org, MYPROJECT. Neo, N-E-O, like the singer Neo, you remember him, .org, myprojectneo.org. Go and sign up for the reparations program, $8, $20, $100, whatever you are gifted and God has blessed you to do, go and join the reparations program. We love to have everybody involved. We love to see our independence, man. From now to next year, we could see a few millionaires out of that website. But you go there and you check it out and see how it's done. I've got several people in. I've got paid already. And it's a tremendous opportunity. It's a mathematical ingenious situation. I mean, Dr. Winborn came with a mathematical genius program, you know. And like we said, tomorrow we don't want you to miss. Let's get together and read more with Professor Gregory Hall. We just on a minute ago, 7 to 9, 347-857-1311, Sunday. We're back with the Ethiopian World Federation, the Women's Auxiliary with the beautiful Sadie Gomez. And again, 7 to 9, 347-857-1311. Monday, we're with Queen Amina. Queen Amina, Black Alice in Wonderland, she knows everything. If you don't know nothing, you want to see her show Monday night, 7 to 9, 347-857-1311. Then on Tuesday, we're back. Sharon, her father had passed, Sharon Steele, and she was out for a minute, but she's coming back on next Tuesday, and she'll be geared up and ready with more information. You know, she has an Essence Magazine journalist. She's into economic development. She's working with programs with Floyd Mayweather, and they're developing some things for the community as well. So don't miss her show on Tuesday night. The Business Girlfriends Network, and these are a bunch of women getting together in economic development. 40,000 women, brothers and sisters, off welfare, and now they're millionaires. No lie. 40,000 women across this country joined the Business Girlfriends Network, and now they're doing fantastic. Be a beautiful program for Sister Lena. Always to get involved in on Tuesday nights with Sharon Steele, the Business Girlfriends Network. And then on Wednesdays, we're back with the one and only, the beautiful, the kind, the hearted, that talks about love and relationships and how to get yourself mentally together. Coach. She's a reverend, but she's a coach. Morale Brown. Coach Morale Brown is on Wednesday night. She's telling you how to get yourself together, how relationship between black women and black men, how we can develop ourselves to be self-loving and how we can share that. She wrote a book, became a bestseller, where she talked about, you know, having not growing up without a father. you know, or having a father at 7 years old walk away and never come back again, and how she was heartbroken and how that made her relationship with men very difficult. But she found God and she found her way, and now she's having a loving relationship. And then on Thursday night, we're back with Neo Nation Conversation with Jaquan Diaz. And he has wonderful, wonderful young brothers and sisters coming in from the hip-hop community in different places. And they're doing a wonderful job getting things together as well. And so we look forward to that. We look forward to getting, you know, people coming on Thursday night with Neo Nation, a conversation with Jaquan Diaz. Then on Friday, you're back again right here with the sharecropper son from South Carolina, Reverend Ron, Mr. Electric, Moneymaker, Moving Shaker, whatever you want to call me. You know, but they just call me the Dunner on Time. Listen, and we're back with the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. We're going to make some billionaires out of this day one day. I'm going to see if I can make one or two billionaires. My grandmother used to say, if I can help somebody, one somebody, then my life wouldn't be in vain. So that's what my focus is, to help young people in the community. I see my brothers here as well. I'm going to let him in, Ronald A. Robinson, and let him have some words.
Hey, family.
You're building nope. yourself a fan club.
Hey, listen, it's the right fam club, and I'm in. You know, but my brothers and sisters, keep on coming up. Keep on listening. All right, keep on sharing. Each one teach one, you know, and each one bring one. All right, and we'll be part of that billionaires club. We will create a nation within ourselves. A lot of things are happening with the Voters' Rights Act and the brutality, you know, what that's going on with the Chinese community, which we definitely support. I do hope, you know, that in the future that some of the Chinese brothers and sisters come on board and talk and state their issues and stuff so that we all could further understand. Back in the days, we did not communicate with each other, all right? Now, as one of the sisters, Chinese sisters, said, if it wasn't for the brothers and sisters, we wouldn't know how to fight. And they've been quiet so long. So I am happy that they're, you know, in the play, and we're supporting them so that we can go forward. And things are turning around on this Voting Rights Act, Human Rights Act, because of them as well. You know, it's not just us now.
Yeah,
you know,
I wanted to.
They want all
know,
of us to stop voting.
Mm-hmm. You know, I did a monologue earlier, my monologue, and I opened up the show, and I was talking about that. It's ironic you brought up the crimes against our Asian brothers and sisters. It's terrible. But
yeah.
What I said, and you are a very intricate thinking person, so I'm going to say this again because I want your evaluation on it. The hatred and the racism and the abuse started the day they brought people here on ships and slavery. And they continue to deny that they did it. They continue to deny that it was a dehumanizing experience for those people. They deny those people their rights up until today. It went from a physical enslavement to a mental enslavement to a denial of the innate rights that God has given each man and each woman. Okay? And they continue, from my perspective, from the continuation of that extremity of hate, it just rolled into something else. People, if you don't stop something from the time that if you get a cut and it's bleeding for a heart, and it's bleeding, and you don't stop that bleeding, you'll continue to bleed. That's the same thing with hatred. I feel that if America would have took care of the hatred and the dehumanizing experiences that they put on the Native Americans and the Africans coming from Africa, that we wouldn't have the level of hatred we have today. It's a cancer.
That was not their point of interest. Their interest was to come in and conquer, because in Europe, they were suffering from religious persecution, and the oligarch at that time, you know, in Europe, the landholders or what have you, they were treating those Europeans, those Anglo-Saxon Americans, you know, what have you, Romans used to call them pink people and what have you, the same way. They needed freedom also, and that's why they came here, you know, right? And then after all of that, seeing the opportunities here, just like we were here 500 years before Columbus and more, so were the Chinese here 500 years before the white people came here, all right, as well. So we have to understand each history, each other's history. I remember when I was working, you know, through the United Nations and talking to some of the African brothers, and the African brothers are telling me, he says, well, listen, America tells us not to communicate with you, not to talk with you, all right, because you're only criminals and drug dealers and drug users. They're doing the same thing now, and they're trying to erase all of us, all right, by taking our names away. They did the same thing with us. They did the same thing with the Chinese, you know, taking our names away, our history away, our religion away, you know, and they're doing the same thing now, you know, delete us as human beings. The game hasn't changed, all right? So we got to get together and fight. And I'm sorry for the sisters and brothers who have died, you know, in our Chinese communities. I pray for them. You know, I support them, you know, everything else. But now is the time. And this is fortuitous because we never communicated. All right? But it takes something like this to bring us together. Thank God for Trump. Right, so these white people have shot themselves in the foot. Congress, Senate has shot themselves in the foot. And what's happening, they're backed against the wall. The only thing they can do go back to is their hatred. And you see what they're saying in Senate and Congress about us and about, you know, every other race that's not white. They're losing. And
but you know something in retrospect. And I expect what you say, and that's what you're saying is so true. We got to stamp our hatred anywhere it's at. First of all,
amen.
Brothers and sisters, don't harbor that kind of behavior. Don't duplicate
amen.
It.
Don't say, they hate me.
Let me hate them. Don't let that come into your spirit. Keep a clean spirit. Keep a clean mind.
Amen.
Keep your health, your mind clean. But I want to say this because the human capacity for hatred is so important that you stamp it out. You see, white people are now saying to each other, you know what? When you go to that party and the drunk uncle always talking about nigger this and nigger that and everybody laughing, don't laugh. Address it to him. When you go to that affair and you're in the locker room and it's all about, you know, degrading the fat guy and calling him all kinds of hippopotamus and whatever, don't participate in that, because these things systemically grows hatred. Psychosocialization is real. When societies are created, people cling to things that they feel will manipulate the process for them to go forward. And I'm going to tell you all like it is, and I know a lot of people don't want to hear this right now because of the situation, but a lot of people have came and saw the civil rights movement. I'm going to give you an example. The Irish. The Irish
Amen.
Were using Dr. King's methodology back in the Southern Ireland, Northern Ireland, and trying to get the Queen of England out of there. But they showed nothing but hatred for black people when they came to America. And I can say this for the Asian community. I can say this for a whole bunch of community that came here and showed hatred towards those who were less than them. Because the history shows that when after the Hiroshima and the Japanese were incarcerated and then they gave them money and they became upper middle class, they looked down on the black folk who were still struggling. But I'm just saying that we learned that we all got to come together, Asians, white, poor, white, whoever, African American, Caribbean American, African from Africa, people
South
from
America.
Europe. We all got to come, South America, North America, everybody in every place. We got to come together and say no more hatred. We're not going to allow you to get our minds and get our souls into a hated type of mentality. Hatred is only vile. The bully will only continue to bully as long as nobody exposes him. As soon as you expose him, as soon as you like to watch a bully in the school, as soon as five or six kids go to the principal and say, this kid is a bully, he stops. Bullies continue to bully as long as people allow them to continue to bully. America has been a bully system. It's never been a system of the congenial coming together of humanity. It always been, if I can beat you up and take what you got and become rich, then I'm the best one, right? And it's always been that kind of environment. So it breeds hatred. It breeds this kind of demonic behavior with this boy talking about he had over sexual drive and he went crazy. But that's not what it is. And they talked about it in New York Times yesterday. White privilege and the narrative of white man's hatred. You see, white man hatred is always an excuse. You know, people go to the Capitol and beat up everybody and damn near kill everybody, but they're good Americans. They work every day. You understand? A black person sit up and say, we shall overcome, sing a song, we shall overcome. They're demonstrative. They're anti-American. They're communist. They're a robber. They're a killer. The narratives are real. The news is giving these narratives. These narratives are psychologically embedded into our children, embedded to us. It feeds into our spirit as well.
This is not something new, and we need to also stop the hate that we instill in our own people against other people, right? The Irish, when they came here, all right, they were lesser than us. In a matter of speaking, we had value. So what would happen is the slave owners would go have the Irish go unload the ships from the Caribbean and South America and Africa, because there were all types of, not just disease, all right, snakes and spiders and everything else like that. And they would send the Irish in before us because we were more valuable. They pay the Irish $25 a day or $5 a day or something like that to go into these ships that came from the Caribbean, and the Irish would die. All right, because of the disease and because of, you know, all these other things that came in on the ships. If you go back and look at, there was a movie some time ago about New York. You had the Irish, Italians, and Africans, and how they played each other against each other. All right, and I can't remember the movie, but I'm sure someone out there will remember. I think it was the Streets of New York. All right, and so we got to look at history from an expanded realm, from each individual. I look at history from the Italian side. I do look at history from the Irish side. I look at history from the Chinese side and what have you. We concentrate so much on what's in the indigenous people. We got to find something else than Native American, you know, from the indigenous people. But then when we look, we're so interested in concentrating on what we have gone through because it's been a lot. All right, and what we've developed here, you know, industry, you know, medically, you know, and so on, that we tend to forget about the other people that were here that suffered, you know, and fought. Talk about the Hessians, you talk about the Germans and French that came here to fight for, you know, the liberty from Europe, from King George. You know, all right. And so they get their freedom because they didn't have religious freedom. You know, and they didn't have anything as far as if they weren't landowners, all these names that you hear white people were called that came from Britain, that came from Europe. We didn't call them that. You know, but the landholders there and here created those names, you know, for their own people. You know, so we have a long way to go. We have to allow this understanding and history go to these poor white folks as well. You know, we were Black Panthers, we're feeding people. We're educating people, whites too. All right, we gotta remember this. You know, and we got to teach it and keep on talking about it, keep on talking about it, keep on talking about it. There was someone today that said they should allow American history, African American history, Chinese history being taught from high school. When I was in high school, I asked questions. They wanted to throw me out. You know, I graduated late. My uncle had to come up there to make sure I graduated because I had another attitude, another mentality. I was asking a question. In the same way with religion, brought up in Catholic Church. Pastor said, I wanted to be a priest. The priest says, well, you'll never be a good Christian. I didn't know what a good Christian was except for a Catholic Church until I went studying about the Baptists, you know, and the African Episcopal Church. Had nothing to do with that. Because I also stole our history, you know, from being Hebrew or Israelite and baptized us in one country and then put us on a ship to be Christians in another country and wrote a whole different Bible for us. You know, so there's a lot of things we need to understand and need to be taught, you know. And if you don't believe what's here on Black Talk Radio, and what we're doing, and Roland Martin, and other blogs that are out there. Study. Don't believe everything. It says in the Bible, study to show thyself approved by the Lord. Study to show thyself approved, period. You know, so I'm sorry. I run on a lot. God bless you all.
No, thank you so much. We appreciate that. I always love your words of wisdom. And people, listen, it's right. If you sit there in the church and everything the pastor say, you say amen and you ain't read the Bible, then you just misguided yourself. Because he could say,
not
the dog is
read it, but study the biblical history.
Exactly. It's important because the history of the Creator is deeper than what you think. It spreads wider than what we believe. But what a man believes upon himself, I believe in this so much. What you believe in your heart, so it's going to be in your mind, so it's going to be in your physical experience. Like the young people said today, put it out into the universe, you know what I'm saying? And people put good things in the universe. And that's all the time we have right now. And I just want to say God bless everybody. Brother Shalik, you want to say something real quick to the folks before we leave?
Well, I want to let everybody know, bring peace and love to the hood. Bring it to yourself first and let it radiate out to others. And with that, love yourself and love God first and understand who you are and whose you are. And with that, thank y'all and have a good night. More love.
God bless you all.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's got to get
better.
better.
I don't know, dude.